BBC News with Jonathan Izard. President Trump has urged all Americans to be immunised against measles. The disease was eliminated from the United States 2 decades ago, but there have been nearly 700 confirmed cases so far this year. Mr. Trump's comments contrast markedly with previous public statements in which he's suggested vaccines were responsible for autism. Donald Trump has said he will withdraw the US from the International Arms Trade Treaty. The treaty, which was signed by Barack Obama, aims to regulate the international sale of conventional weapons. The American National Rifle Association describes it as a threat to the right of US citizens to bear arms. Washington has imposed sanctions on Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arreaza, and a senior Venezuelan judge has also been sanctioned. The US Treasury said it would continue to target what it called corrupt officials, including those conducting diplomacy for President Nicolas Maduro's government. Semi-naked activists in Spain have disrupted the final rally of a resurgent far-right party ahead of parliamentary elections on Sunday. During the Vox Party's campaign event, women ran on stage displaying anti-fascist slogans on their breasts. Britain and the Irish Republic have announced a new attempt to restore a power-sharing government in Northern Ireland. The decision had been prompted by the reaction to the murder of a journalist, Lyra McKee. The World Meteorological Organization has said it's unprecedented for 2 cyclones of such intensity to hit Mozambique in the same season. There are concerns that thousands may be trapped in remote villages. Russia has said the imprisonment in the US of a Russian citizen accused of conspiring to influence government policy was based on politically motivated allegations. Maria Butina had pleaded guilty in December to acting as an unregistered foreign agent in the US, but denied acting as a spy. European football's governing body UEFA has ordered Montenegro to play its next competitive home match in an empty stadium due to the racist behaviour of fans during a game against England last month. BBC News.